I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. Now, that's DreAllDay.com/audible. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. You have made the wise decision of tuning into the show where you learn the discipline of showing up day after day to do the work, the confidence of putting yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness of continuing to show up, doing the work, even when it's success you expected, even when the confidence and discipline have not produced the results you expected. And on top of that, a huge dose of personal initiative for you to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. That is everything in your life. Put all that together, you have the mindset and the podcast that we call Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Congratulations on your decision to be here. Today's topic is dealing with other people, your level of consideration, your level of tactfulness, your level of just being a nice guy or a nice girl and being considerate of other people. I'm here to tell you today that in order to get things done on this point of initiative, this point of discipline, this point of confidence and mental toughness, you got to stop being so considerate of other people. Stop being so considerate of other people. And I mean this seriously. This is not a metaphor. This is not wordplay. You got to stop considering what other people are thinking, feeling, and doing so often when it comes to you accomplishing your own objectives. That's what I want to explain in today's episode. And the reason I'm talking about this one is, I mean, so many reasons. Every day when I hear from people who are telling me the challenges that they're having in their business, in their sport, in their career, just in life in general, often it has something to do with other people. Not all the time, but often it has something to do with other people. This person, I feel like if I do this, this person may feel this way, or this person has said this, or this is the reputation that this other person has had, and they're considering, right? They're considering what this other person thinks. They're considering this other person's reputation. They're considering how this other person may feel. They're considering how this other person may respond. And because of that consideration, it's keeping them, the person who's talking to me, from doing what they need to do, saying what they need to say. And of course, in turn, accomplishing what he or she needs to accomplish. I'm here to tell you today, you got to stop being so considerate of other people. And I'm going to explain why. Point number one. Understand that in order to get anything done, to make any kind of impact in life, which is going to impact other people, it's not just going to be you in the world, you got to interrupt other people to make a difference. You're going to make a difference. You have to interrupt people from the normal pattern of living that they have. I mean, Steve Jobs said, we're going to interrupt the way that people have a computer and they have a music player and they have a phone and they have a map and they have a whatever else they use to get on the internet. Usually it's a computer. We're going to interrupt that. Instead of having a phone, a music player, and a computer, we're going to put all of them on one device, and we're going to call it a smartphone. You got to interrupt people to make a difference. Now, did that interrupt some people? Yeah. There were some companies out there who were making music players that were really, really interrupted when the iPhone came out. Can you imagine? There were some companies that made computers that were really, really interrupted when the iPhone came out. Not that people wouldn't still use computers, but the way that Steve Jobs put that system together and made it integrated the way that it was, that anyone who wanted that iPhone probably would also want a Mac computer. Because the systems were all integrated. You could share items between the two seamlessly without having to know much about technology or any kind of wires or cords or coding. He basically disrupted what a whole lot of people had going on in the industry, and he disrupted the way people like you and I normally lived. Instead of having to have a separate thing for our music and a separate thing for the internet and a separate thing to make calls and send text messages, he put it all in one thing. That changed a lot of things for a lot of us. We stopped buying certain things. We started buying certain other things, start paying more attention. He interrupted the way a lot of people were living in order to make a difference. Did he make a difference? I would say, hell yeah, he did. He wasn't being so considerate. Well, this company's doing this, or people may be upset because they won't be able to use their Walkmans anymore. And really, he took his own product, the iPod, and kind of depressed the market for it because he put the music right there on the phone. And everybody's going to have a phone. He interrupted himself. He interrupted his own company, interrupted some of his own customers and his industry and people in general who had never thought about his products. See, if you're too concerned with interrupting people, and I've had entrepreneurs tell me this, I don't want to call people because I don't want to feel like I'm interrupting them. Or I told you a couple days ago about a situation where I'm walking in South Beach and this guy's working for the Humane Society. And he's trying to stop people and solicit donations, but he was just being way too polite. He was just being too nice, too considerate of not interrupting people, too considerate of not having people kind of get annoyed with him because he kept trying to talk to them. He was being way too considerate of that, and in turn, not getting done what needed to get done. He was being too considerate of other people, and it was keeping him from achieving his business. You can't be so considerate of other people if there's something that you got to get done. At some point, you got to interrupt people if you want to change their pattern. You want to change how people are living, you got to interrupt the way that they're living. That just makes sense, right? If you want people to do something different, you got to stop them from doing the thing that they've been doing all up to this point. Doesn't that just make sense? If you want people to pay attention to you, you got to interrupt them from paying attention to whatever they had been paying attention to before you stopped them. When I was walking by this guy on Lincoln Road, I was thinking about the store that I was about to walk into. If he really wanted my attention, he had to interrupt my thought pattern, interrupt my actual walking. Doesn't mean he had to put his hands on me and stop me or step in my path, but he had to say something that was strong enough with a strong enough energy that would have got my attention and made me stop and listen to what he had to say or answer the question that he was asking. You got to be willing to interrupt people if you want to make a difference for yourself and or a difference for them. If you're too concerned, if you are too afraid or too timid when it comes to interrupting people, interrupting their lives, interrupting them walking, interrupting the way that they think, interrupting what they normally do. If you're too concerned with interrupting people that is keeping you from doing it, it will be impossible. It is impossible for you to make a difference. How are you going to make a difference with anybody if you're afraid of interrupting them? I mean, they're just going to keep on doing what they've been doing before you even came along. How can you make a difference if that's the way that you're thinking? I mean, how? Can anybody tell me how it's possible to make a difference if you're thinking I'm just interrupting people, I'm getting in their way, they're not going to want to hear me, they're not going to want to buy from me, they're not going to want to buy whatever I'm selling, they're not going to want to answer the questions that I'm asking. If that's what you're thinking about, it will be impossible for you to make any kind of difference in this world. And if your goal is to make a difference, and I'm assuming that it is, if you're listening to a podcast called Work On Your Game, it's all about the mental game and how it applies to the physical game and everything in life, you got to lose this concern. And you may be thinking, well, okay, Dre, that sounds good. I got to lose the concern. Logically, that makes sense. But, you know, what if I'm interrupting people from something that they actually want to be doing? What if they are resistant to my idea? What if they're resistant to answering my question? What if they don't like somebody stopping them in the middle of the street and asking them a question about the Humane Society? What about that, Dre? What am I supposed to do in that situation? Here's what you do. This takes us to point number two. And the topic here today is stop being so considerate of other people. If people get mad that you interrupted them, if they get annoyed that you called them, if they don't like the fact that you're trying to sell them a product, if they feel inconvenienced by the fact that you said they got to do this, this, and this, if they want to have a conversation with you, or they want to get some help from you, or that they got to pay, if they want to get something from you that they didn't earn, so what if they get mad? So what if they get annoyed? So what if they get pissed off? So what if they say something to you that lets you know, that communicates to you that they're not too happy about the fact that you're disrupting them, that you're interrupting their day, that you are not being as considerate as maybe they think you should be, or maybe you think you should be? So what? So what if they do? What's going to happen? What's going to happen if this guy who's working for the Humane Society has stopped me in the middle of the street and said, sir, sir, I really, really, really need to talk to you just for 30 seconds so I can tell you what we're doing here with the Humane Society? And what if I just got annoyed? Like, dude, I don't want to talk to you. What if I got mad and said, stop talking to me? What if I was just pissed off and said, yo, can't you see that I'm on the phone, but you're here yelling in my ear talking about the Humane Society? Get the hell away from me. What if I did those things? So what? What bad would happen to that guy just because he tried? I can't think of anything bad that would happen to that guy. What's the big deal with someone getting annoyed with you, angry with you, impatient with you, thinking you're contacting them too often, that you're trying too hard, that you're doing too much pushing? I was talking on the phone with a woman and a man. It was a conference call I was having with these people at a company, at an organization. And we were trying to get a deal done, and they're telling me, look, this is the timeline for it. In a couple weeks, we're going to do this. And then after that, we do this. And then after that, they were telling me this whole timeline. And while I'm on the phone talking to them, I wasn't even concerned with their timeline. I'm like, what do we need to do to get this done today? What we got to do so we can sign paperwork and have everything done today, right now? And at one point, the woman who was pretty much leading the conversation, she said, Dre, look, you really got to stop pushing right now. And they couldn't hear me, but I had the phone on mute, and I was really just laughing to myself, because I don't have a problem pushing. You shouldn't have a problem pushing either. If someone gets annoyed, or they get mad, or they feel like you're being too pushy or too direct or too aggressive in what you're doing and trying to accomplish your outcome, whatever that outcome is, so what? Now, there's a few exceptions to this. Yeah, there are a few exceptions. But most of the time, at least if we're talking business-wise and sports-wise, there are no exceptions. If someone gets annoyed and they get mad, okay, they got annoyed and they got mad. People get annoyed and mad every single day. All right. When's the last time you were annoyed, or the last time you were mad, or the last time you were pissed off at somebody, maybe someone you didn't even know, maybe the driver who just cut you off or anything like that? Listen, people get annoyed and mad every day, and people get over it every day. You got a job to get done. If you have an outcome that you really need to get done, a destiny that is calling you that you need to achieve, and it involves other people somehow, some way, either getting out of the way or getting involved and getting in line with what you're doing, and you're too concerned with how they feel or what they think or what they've been doing, you don't want to piss anyone off or anger anyone or make anyone annoyed, how the hell could you possibly reach your outcome? I'll help you out with an answer. You can't. Point number three, today's topic is stop being so considerate of other people and what other people are thinking, or what opinions other people may have. It is better to have someone mad at you for doing too much than have someone indifferent towards you because you didn't do enough. It is better to have someone mad at you for doing too much, calling too often, trying too hard to get them to stop, trying too hard to sell your product, telling them too much. Somebody had written me on Instagram one day and said, yo, you be posting an Instagram story too often. I'm like, what the hell are you following me for if I'm posting too often? Just unfollow me, or just stop looking at the story. What's making you do that? You are better off having people feel some type of way, some type of emotion towards you because you're doing too much, than have people indifferent because they don't even know you exist because you're not doing enough. A lot of people just don't get what they want to get because they don't do enough. They don't take enough action. They're not willing to go further. They're not willing to push the envelope. See, I'm willing to push people to the point that they have to say, look, you're pushing too hard. If I'm dealing with another person, this is the way I look at it. If I'm dealing with another person and I'm not getting the outcome that I want, but at the same time, there never comes a point where that other person says to me, yo, you're pushing too hard. You really got to back off. Like, I get what you're saying. You know, I really understand. But all right, can you please ease off? If I don't get to the point where someone's telling me that I got to back off or I'm pushing too hard, even though I don't have my outcome, what the hell am I doing? What was the purpose of me doing all the things that I've done if I didn't get to that point of going too far? And it's not actually even too far. It's to the point where they just happen to have to respond to it and let me know that they see what I'm doing, or they feel like they're being pressured, or they feel like I'm pushing too hard, or whatever it happens to be. I don't mind. See, the thing with me is I don't mind pushing too hard. I don't mind that woman saying to me in that conference call, Dre, you really need to stop pushing. You're pushing too hard right now. We feel like we're being pressured. I didn't mind her saying that. Some people will be deathly afraid of someone saying that to them. Therefore, they never go far enough that anyone could ever say it to them. When's the last time you had somebody tell you that you were pushing too hard, you were trying too hard, you were doing too much, you were pressing too much, you were following up too hard and too often? When's the last time someone told you they felt like you were putting too much pressure on them? Now, once you have that answer in your head, then ask yourself, what are the outcomes that I need to achieve? When do I need to achieve them by? And how could I possibly get there if I'm not willing to put pressure on other people and pressure on myself? You're better off doing too much than you are not doing enough. Are you ready to interrupt, inconvenience, and annoy someone if it means reaching your outcome? Yes? Okay, then what's stopping you from doing it right now? Recapping today's topic, which is to stop being so considerate of other people. Number one, you got to interrupt people to make a difference. You got to interrupt their lives, their patterns of thinking, the things that they normally do, their habits that they're not even aware that they're following. You got to interrupt those if you want to make a difference in this world. Now, interrupting people's habits, some people may feel a certain type of way about that. Going into point number two, maybe they'll be annoyed. Maybe they'll be angry at you. Maybe they just have some negative things to say to or about you because you have interrupted their normal way of doing things. Well, here's the point. You got a job to do. If your job entails doing something that's going to annoy some people, the question then becomes for you, are you more concerned with getting your job done or being considerate of other people's feelings? Because the answer to that question will determine whether or not you get the job done and whether or not you even have a job to do the next day. Point number three. You better to have someone mad or angry at you because you did too much. You pushed too hard. You went too far than someone being indifferent and having no idea that you even exist because you're not willing to do anything. Would you interrupt, inconvenience, annoy a person if it meant reaching your goal? If the answer is yes, then there's nothing else we need to talk about. The answer is no. Rewind this whole episode. Listen to the whole thing all over again. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.